amazes me where the world is heading. And the thing that amazes me is that I don't even know where it's heading. I don't even know if it's heading in a good or a bad spot. It's heading somewhere. Thanks for tuning into Sensor Talk. I'm your host, JC. I would like to start by giving a brief intro to this podcast. This is meant to inform and theorize today's political and economic ideas. Also to speculate on whether society is heading towards a, say, a good or a bad way. We don't know. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn. But the topics that I'm going to be discussing mainly in this podcast is going to be, you know, world government, cryptocurrency, AI, censorship, big tech, crony capitalism, etc., etc. These are all topics that I really have a lot of interest in, and I'm really doing a lot of research on these kinds of things. This is what I do in my free time. I just research what's going on in the world, and then now I get to share it with you guys. So I do the research and you just get to listen. Or maybe you get to listen and later you all go on and do your research too. We're all in this together, finding the truth. That's what it's all about, in my opinion. But before I talk all about those topics that are very interesting, yeah, I'm just going to give one of my main concerns in today's world, and that is young people like myself, college students that are not really finding interest in these kinds of topics or having these kinds of conversations. I'm not saying that all of them don't have these interests. I'm pretty sure I've met a lot of classmates of mine that do find it interesting and do like talking about it. But most of the time, majority of the time, I always find young people like around 20, 21, 22. And they're like, oh, you know, I really don't really, I'm not interested in that stuff, or oh, I don't like talking about that. That's boring. I really have fun. I really go do other things. Yeah, I really don't care about that. Or it's all the same. There's nobody good. There's no good side to any side. I just don't go out and express. I don't even vote. That's how boring it is. And I say, no, you know, this is important. It is important to talk about all this things. It is important to be informed. It is important to ask questions. You shouldn't just let supposedly whatever you consider boring not be informative to you. And that's one problem. But the other problem is that they believe everything everyone tells them. And I don't blame them. I guess if you trust, let's say, your professor from college that's always going to tell you the truth, or it's telling you both sides of the story, and most of the times it's not true. It really isn't. Most of the time they just tell you one side or what they want you to believe. And you don't seem to question it because you think, oh, the professor is an expert on this, and he's never going to tell me, or she's never going to tell me the what's false. They're always going to guide me towards the truth. And that's actually false. Professors only tell you one side or what they want you to believe in society. And that's something that's kind of concerning, because how is it that these people that have a lot of influence in us, how are we letting them guide us or make us believe what they want to believe? And that's why I encourage people to do your own research. Don't just take whatever they tell you. Go out and do your own research and figure out if it's true, if it's not true, what are the alternatives to things, etc., so on and so forth. Because of course the media nowadays just tells us something about, let's say, a social problem, an economic problem, a government problem, and people just believe whatever the media tells them. But they never really pay attention of, hey, let me see if they're actually accurate on what they're saying. And it's very important to make a research about what they're telling you about. It's important to know if you're actually being told the truth, because everybody wants to live in the truth. I like to live in the truth. I believe that the truth is important, even if it's not pretty, even if it sounds not pleasing to majority of the people. The truth is the truth regardless of what we want it to be. That's something that I truly believe. And I would rather people tell me the truth about something than being delusive about something that isn't true. Because that's what today's society focuses more on. They're focusing on not hurting your feelings. And that's something that we're also going to talk about in this. I'm going to also talk about the problems of political correctness in the future, which really has a long history. Political correctness has actually been founded way back in the era of Karl Marx. So it's been around for a while. It just, now we're starting to see more of it. And that's something that should also be concerned. Should you just hide the truth, or should you just hide your opinion because it's going to hurt someone's feeling? And I say, no, that shouldn't be the case. You should still be able to say whatever you want to say, regardless if it hurts somebody or if nobody wants to know the truth, because it's important to know the truth. Truth is subjective, right? It's objective. It's a fact. And whether we agree with it or we don't agree with it, it's still going to remain a fact. It's going to still remain the truth. So that's one of the things I'm more looking forward to. And it's really one of my concerns about young people my age. Because they should really pay attention to other countries. Other countries, for example, most where the government has a lot of influence on them. The government really controls the media, and then they decide what goes public and what doesn't go public, or what they want to release and not release. And then the citizens of those countries are mostly believing whatever the government is saying to them. And if the government is telling them a lie, they're not going to be able to detect it. Why? Because there's no two sides to the story. There's only one side, what the government wants you to believe. And this is something that we're lucky here in the U.S. We're lucky that we have two sides of the story, and we're able to read both sides of the story, and then later we could find the truth in the middle. We could find common ground in the middle, or at least closer to the truth. But we have alternatives of who to listen to. We have different articles. We have different medias. We have different opinions. And then later we can know where's the truth. Where's it heading? Are they telling us the truth? Are they manipulating us? And we, unfortunately, other countries don't have that. But we do. So we should be thankful for that. Not that I'm saying that, oh, you got to be thankful and this and that. But I'm saying, you know, you should really appreciate that. Appreciate that we could have a dialogue, and that's something that I look forward in this podcast. I look forward to informing people and inspiring people to do their own research, and I'm going to be talking about a lot of things that I've been researching, a lot of things that I find important for people to learn, and I want to reach out to people with similar ideas, similar ways of thinking, so they can have a different. So they can have like topics that perhaps they haven't even heard about, or perhaps they haven't even considered. They could have an idea to go, hey, that sounds interesting. I want to learn more about that, because I believe that these quote unquote topics are going to help people in elections, or when your state is trying to pass a new legislation or a new bill, or Congress is trying to do something. It'll be better to understand which side is really cares about the people and which one doesn't. I'm not favoring one right now, but I'm just saying that it helps you to understand the point of view, and then you can decide that's not going to help, or this will help more for sure. And I really look forward to that. And just to touch a little bit brief about truth, I would encourage people to take a philosophy course in college, or you could just study. If you don't want to pay the money, you could just buy a course about philosophy, because that's really going to open and help you understand arguments better. When, for example, when you're listening to the news and you start seeing a debate, a small debate between one idea and another idea, then you could pretty much view and see and hear and understand who has the better argument. Who's contradicting themselves? Who's using threats? Who's attacking the person instead of the argument? Just like Socrates said, if you don't know the truth, don't say it, because you don't want to misguide the public. It's better to say I don't know than to give some random answer, then later they're going to believe it as true, then turns out it was never true. So, and also, if you know the truth about something and you hear somebody else saying something false, then it is your responsibility to tell the truth and let that person know that's wrong, this is the truth. And it might sound harsh, like, because I know some people that get offended if you slightly correct them, and they start, oh, why are you correcting me and this and that, you know, what do you think, are you smart, are you smarter than me, are you smarter than everybody, are you intellectual, I don't know, whatever nicknames they give them, or names. And I say, no, you know, you're not trying to embarrass the person, you're just trying to let them know that this is not true, this is the truth, and it is my responsibility as somebody that knows the truth to let you know about this. That's something that Socrates lived at, and that's something that I learned from the philosophy class, and I encourage people to take one of those. Now, when they start talking about other topics, you can make your own case if you want to believe them, or you believe something else, but it's important to know the truth, and this is what I'm focused more on, learning the truth. None of us want to believe delusional things. I'm pretty sure we're all in agreement with that. And I hope that this podcast could actually reach a lot of people, especially young college students that perhaps are interested in these topics. And perhaps they could let other friends of theirs listen to this podcast, and perhaps their friends will start to begin to get interested in all of this stuff, because to me all of this is very important for the future, because I want to live in a well defined future, not some future where they censor me, or when I can't do nothing without permission, or when my freedoms are gone, or when we don't really have any form of debate, or we only have one-sided story to everything. That's something that I don't want to live in. So it's better to talk about it and let people know that I'm pretty sure everybody will agree on what the future doesn't want to look like, what it doesn't want to be, what they don't want it to be. So yes, this was just a brief intro to what this talk with this whole podcast is going to be about. And I do want to apologize about the audio quality. I'm just starting with this, perhaps a little bit more in the future, if I will buy better equipment, I will buy a microphone, everything, to have a better sound quality, because I'm pretty sure the listener doesn't want to listen to little noises, little buzz noises. So I do want to apologize that in advance. I will try my best to get it as soon as possible. That way it could be more pleasurable to listen to. And I hope you really enjoy the future of this podcast, because I'm going to be talking about a lot of things. And one thing that I'm going to be focusing more about is about the beginning of this mess. How did the U.S. begin to get in a big debt crisis? Not only just national debt, but like student debt, and then corporate debt. And then really, how do we get to this big mess? You know, many people ask the question of, well, how come things were more cheaper back then than now? How come we had to pay more for something that back then we used to pay less? For example, groceries. Grocery is something. Back then, I guess, in the 80s, 70s, you were able to buy like a full cart of groceries with only $20, or at least a bag full of groceries, something more than today. And then $20 is literally like bread, ham, milk, and juice. Like, these are questions that people want to know. Well, how did we get to this part? Why? What happened? Or why back then there was more employment when it comes to teenagers? Right? And today, you know, when it comes to teenagers, not many of them are employed. You know, these are questions that many people want to ask themselves, and that's something that I do want to talk about so that people don't have the wrong ideas about what's going on in today's society, and they could understand that, well, there was really no problem. This is what happened. This is the real problem. This is why it happened. So that's something that I look forward to, explaining how do we came from the past to the present, and what are the things that led to what how we are right now, and what's going on today in today's world, in today's economic and political systems. I feel like that would be very interesting to talk about in the future, and also about current events that are happening right now with the world. And I really look forward to that, and I hope you look forward to that. We're gonna have, you can learn something for those of you that are right now in quarantine. Since we're all in quarantine right now, I'm pretty sure you could learn something. You could begin to do some research about certain things. So I look forward to it, and I do apologize for the audio quality, but I believe that it's not important the equipment. I believe it's important, more important the information you're going to be receiving. But I do understand the the problem with the equipment. So I hope that you can listen to this podcast, and I'll try to have 2 podcasts per week, or maybe start with 1 and then later 2. But I will be posting frequently in this podcast. But first, before I post something, I want to try to do research first, so I could have like a good background and a good something to talk about, something informative that perhaps many of you guys didn't even know was happening, or many people weren't aware, and now you guys become aware, and now you fully understand what's going on. So I appreciate, thanks for tuning in to Censored Talk with JC, and have a nice night or day wherever you're located at.